ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע, ויהי לחרונה. So, Chazal tell us, what's the double lashon of ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע, ויהי לחרונה? Shmuel, if you can get the mic working, you're the Baal Moifes. So, Chazal tell us, what is the double lashon of ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע, ויהי לחרונה? Chazal tell us, Yitzias Tzadik, min ha'ir ois ha'roish. And when a tzaddik leaves a city, it makes a roish. What's unique is that this is the only time we find in Gantz Chumash this concept. Davka Yaakov Avinu. When Avraham Avinu goes from one place to another, we don't find Yitzias Tzadik Min Ha'ir Ois Ha'Roishim. We don't find by Yitzchok, we don't find by Noach, we don't find by Adam. We only find that the Torah should say such a thing by Yaakov Avinu. Obviously, there's got to be a cheshbon why Yaakov Avinu is chosen, that dafka by him we say this concept. Now, the Medrash does bring down that there is also, oh, it could be off over here. Yeah, you see, you don't have to be such a bum. Okay. Anyway, so the Medrash brings down that there is another such element by Rus. When Rus and Naomi left, it says, Vateitze min amokim. Same thing we find that the Tzaddik makes a rush. So that also needs clarity. That's not what I want to focus on today. I mean, so basically we find it once in Chumash and once in Tanakh. Even though we're full of tzaddikim all over the place, but for some reason, by two sets of tzaddikim and tzidkoniyos, we find it. Why is that? So there's a lot of different mahalchim. Obviously the uniqueness of these two tzaddikim, you need both of them. They're both, and that's already really the Medrash is Muchach, because each one has a Chiddush. Because the Rus, and when Rus and Naomi left Stei Moav, they didn't leave anybody there. There were no other tzaddikim, right? So that, one would perhaps say, you know what? When does a tzaddik make a Roshim? When he leaves nobody there, there's no other tzaddikim. And that's the Medrash in this week's parasha says. The Medrash in this week's parasha, when it brings down Rus, it says that every tzaddik, meaning even when Yaakov left and there were other tzaddikim left, each tzaddik brings his unique element to the city. And we don't say, well, we have a lot of tzaddikim. Each tzaddik is moisif oyer. Each tzaddik gives a certain light. Chaskel Abramsky was once masked by one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. At a time when Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak and Petach Tikva were full of tzaddikim. You know, there was a tkuf in Eretz Yisrael where you had Chazanish and Briskirov and Chaskel Abramsky and Stipel and Rav Shach, Shmuel Zof. I mean, it was like a beautiful garden. So Chaskel Abramsky said, so one of the tzaddikim died, an aged tzaddik, and the whole beginning of the Hesped, he said, each tzaddik has his own flavor. And when he leaves, there's a tremendous vacuum of that tzaddik. So that's really boning on the Medrash in this week's parasha, which says that even though we have the pasuk by Rus, but there, when Naomi and Rus left, there was nothing left in Stei Moav. It was a barren. There was nothing there. But over here, you had Yitzchok and Rivka, still in Be'er Sheva. So it wasn't empty. So you may think then the tzaddik's exited, the tzaddik leaving doesn't leave that same roshim. That's the chiddush. V'nahapachu, what about the opposite? The opposite is true as well. Meaning, if we only had this one, we'd be able to say, well, when is a tzaddik's presence felt? And therefore, when he leaves, there's a vacuum. If there are other tzaddikim that can appreciate the tzaddik. So if the tzaddik leaves someone to appreciate him, then you feel the hefset. So when Yitzchak left, when Yaakov left and there was Yitzchak and there was Rivka, they felt that Yaakov was missing. Whereas when Rus and Naomi left, there was nothing left in Stei Moav. And that's the Chiddush, that even when there's nobody there to feel it, it's felt. Okay, so each one has its element.
Why didn't say
it by Avram? That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. It doesn't answer. And it just answers why you need both. It's obvious that Yaakov Avinu, the Torah, is coming to tell us something unique over here. So I wanted to be Masber, why, what's going on with this Yitzhak Tzadik Menehiro Yisrael. What's the Torah coming to say here? So I'd like to tie it in with the latter part of the parasha and tie it in also to something I was giving over to the boys in the yeshiva. We're learning now Navi, and we're learning Sefer Shmuel. So we've been learning a lot about the appointment of Shaul HaMelech. And I was talking to the boys about how Shaul HaMelech was chosen. What was the midah that they were looking for to get Shaul HaMelech. And it ties into this week's parasha also, because I brought in Rachel and Leah. This week's parasha, we learn about Rachel and Leah. And one of the things that we learn is that Rachel waited for 7 years to get Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov waited for Rachel 7 years. That's a long time. That's a very long time. Especially when you're ready in the 70s. You're finally ready to get married. You're like an alta mirror. And you finally found your basherta. And you're waiting 7 years. And then you go to the chuppah. And Rachel Imenu gives a simonim to her sister. It's like unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing. And when Chazal tried to give us an idea of the unbelievable selflessness of Rachel Imenu, Chazal tell us that Rachel had tznius. Mitoch tznius shehoisaba b'Rachel. Rachel's tznius. She had tznius. So I asked the boys, why would the word tznius be used? Today we use the word tznius by, you know, you have a long skirt. You go to Meisham, you see the people with the turbans and, you know, there's no shekels or short shekels or whatever. It's sneers. Right? This is sneers. What's sneers? I don't exactly see what sneers. If you asked me to describe it, I'd say it's the ultimate selflessness. I mean, how in the world would anybody, I mean, to say it's a Maisa Chesed is just no word. It doesn't adequately, even in the most remote way, describe the chesed. You know, like I've told you in the past, if this was a kala that was already married a couple of years to give away a chosen, some of them would do that. But not the day of the chasen. Not the day of the chasen. Yaakov Avinu, you won't give away even after you're married for a couple of years. To give away a chosen, that's not to be believed. Now, forgetting that there's all the other kashas of how was she able to do it, what about Yaakov Avinu? You know, it's very nice, you do it yourself. What about your husband? You know, what was going on in Rachel's mind? You know, and it doesn't seem, and we don't find even once, that Yaakov Avinu has any kindness on Rachel. Now, if I was Yaakov, I would have woken up the next morning, and I wouldn't have been by Lavan's door. Lavan is Lavan. Can't trust him. You know, making a deal with him is like making a deal with Hamas. So it's nothing. Even if I had such a reliable broker like Egypt, that's President Morsi, I mean, if them came in Zichav al Azazach, right? Lovan Arami is not a deal. For Araya, he had to make a password with Rachel because he thought the Shvel would give him the wrong girl. So that wasn't a Chiddush. I wouldn't even be going to Lovan. It would be like Lahudim Yisrael. Of course Lovan did that. That was as expected. But I would go to my Kala. That's where I'd be knocking. I'd be knocking on Rachel's door. And I would be telling Rachel, Rachel, what did you do to me? You're killing me. What did you do? You don't find once. You don't find Yaakov Avinu had one time on Rachel. Fakert, she was the beloved wife. To me, I would say I wouldn't even marry such a girl. If I went to the chuppah, she gave me the wrong, she orchestrated that I should marry the wrong girl. That would be it. My engagement would be over with her. First of all, I'm finished with you. And then I'll take care of the other one. But you're the first one I'll take care of. Yaakov has no tainus on Rachel. When Chazal come to describe the chesed of Rachel, they don't describe it as chesed. They don't describe it as tzidkus. They describe it as tznius. Mitoich tznius shahoysa ba b'rochel. Why is it tznius? And it's interesting that Shaul HaMelech, when he gets crowned to be the Melech Yisrael, Chazal say the same thing, that he was a tznuah. He somebody had tremendous tznius. That's how he's, that's the description that Shaul HaMelech gets. And then, he has a son, Yonason, who seems to live up to the same qualities of his great-grandmother Rachel, who gives away the Malchus to David HaMelech. And what do we call him? It says the Yalkut. Tznius hoise by Yonason. Again, what's Tznius here? Who's talking about Tznius? This is definitely not the way we talk about Tznius today when we talk about Tznius. Today we think about Tznius, Takonis and this and that. Think about sneers and that. What was it sneers here? This is chesed. What's a chesed? So obviously there's something deeper here that's revealing in Hilchos Sneers. And I would think we could tie this into the beginning of the parasha of Yaakov Avinu going out of the city, that it's Oyser Rosh, that it makes a Rosh. I think that you could say it's the pshat is like this. What is sneers, Taka? Obviously, tznius means to be modest. Yeah, but what's the source of modesty? L'havdol elef havdolos, the Muslim radicals are very tzniustic. If that's what you, if teaching tznius means covered, so they get to, they're better than Meir Shalom. They're better than Meir Shalom. There's nothing. You can't see nothing. Even the Isaac, everything's covered. Right? So what is the source of tznius? So I want to tell you a simple idea. What's the source of tznius? Chazal tell us that even if a person is b'chadrei chadorim, even if he's in the innermost room, where nobody's around, he still has to have tznius. And Chazal said, because hatznei alecha simalekech, Hashem is always there. And as the Shulchan Aruch says, al yomer odom, hinini b'chadrei chadorim, tznius is, no matter where you are, there's tznius. Today, Baruch Hashem, with all the technology, so people know, you can't hide. They had a ma'isa with the royal family. There was some big preaches going on, and they did it somewhere very private, right? And then it became, from what I understand, it became nachlas haklal because of technology. They were able to, and it's ganz ma'isa. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't ma'ayin too deep in this, but it sounds like it was very lebedik. But that's the Shulchan Aruch says. A person should never say, I'm alone. You're not alone, no matter where you are. So I want to tell you there's a different idea to tznius. Tznius means to recognize that there's somebody else. The modesty alone is the recognition that there's somebody else. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that even when you're alone, you're not alone. There's the Shechina. And that's the Hatznei Aleches. Yimelekecho. That means tznius is, pritzus means, it's me. I do what I want, I dress how I want, don't dress how I want, it's me. And tznius is a form of recognition of somebody else, of another presence. And that's what Chazal is telling us, that even when you're b'chadrei chadorim, you still have to recognize that there's somebody else. That somebody else is the Shechina. So I say like this. When Rachel Imenu gave over the simanim to her sister, there is no way that you could do something like that because of generosity. Generosity, because that's not generosity. Generosity means you have $1 million and you give away $500,000. You're a generous person. You only have to give meiser, chomish is better, 20%. Guy gives away 50% of his money, he's mamish. He's very generous. That's generosity. To give away a chosn, that's not generosity. So what is it? It means, and I stole to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a gavaldik Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, the Gemara says, Sheker Achein vehevel ayoy fi ishe yos Hashem hi tisalo. So the Gemara says, Sheker Achein ze doyre shal Moshe. Vehevel ayoy fi, and goes through the, and then it says, ishe yos Hashem hi tisalo, what generation is that? said Doyrei Shor Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, and the Gemara says what was special that generation? Hoyu Shisha Talmidim Miskasim Biksus Echad. Six Talmidim were able to wear one garment. So there's a beautiful Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Shisha Talmidim Miskasim Biksus Echad? Think about it. The person's very generous. I'm wearing my suit, so I want to share it with somebody else. Okay, I mean, who can I stick in over here? Maybe Rav Daniel. If I'm very generous, I'll stretch Rav Daniel in here. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisai. I can't get it. Nobody here in the room looks like they can. Daniel maybe could just make it if I really stop breathing. But that's about it. Anybody here over 145 pounds is not going to make it. Because it doesn't work. It's just possible. It won't go. I could stop breathing. I could hold in. I could lose another 15 pounds. But I can't get. Daniel, maybe I could squeeze him. Plus, he's a pretty easy guy to, if I have to hang around with somebody. He's not very problematic. Shisha Talmidim B'Ksus Echad. It's not Shaykh. What does it mean? So obviously the Gemara is talking about something conceptual. Conceptually. But even conceptually, what are we trying to say? So B'Chaim Shulevitz says a beautiful word. He says generosity would not allow one beggar for six people. Not Shaykh. He says generosity is you could share. You could look. If you have 38 inches and you could manage with 30 inches, you can give away 8. You could stop breathing and you could give away 10 inches. He says, Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi's generation, each person didn't look for themselves at all. Each Talmud said, you know what? Let me give him a jacket. And the other Talmud said, let me give him a jacket. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, if there's no zich, if there's no self, then there's no problem with room. It's not, generosity is not the answer. Rabbi Yudi Loi's generation, it was just, you need a jacket, here's a jacket. So each one, nobody needed. Everybody was only for the other person. So conceptually, again, we're not talking about square inches on a garment. Conceptually, you become invisible. That's what he was trying to say. Conceptually, you become invisible. There are people like that, there are gedolim like that. That their whole life is for the tzibur. They don't, you look in their own life, they need nothing. They need nothing. I remember I was by a levaya many years ago, Rav Gendel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a rav here in Spring Valley. He lived a couple of houses away from where I was growing up. So during his levaya, they read some of the things that he used to do every day. And they made a cheshbon. They would need about 15 people to do what he did every day. He was, besides for everything, he was a high school Rebbe. And then he had the Rav, he was a Rav in Young Israel. And then he was Oisik with Mishpachas. And they went through his... So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, how does this work? If somebody's not living for themselves, Shaykh. When Leah needed Yaakov Avinu, Rachel didn't look at it like, I'm giving my chosen. I don't have a chosen. If Rachel would have looked at it like, it's my chosen, no matter how much of a balas chesed she was, she couldn't give to Leah. But the pshat is, when Rachel was looking at Leah, that Leah needs a chosen now, and she's going to be mevuzah in front of everybody, so Rachel didn't have anything. At that moment, and I was telling the Bachram to start thinking in that fashion, I was telling them, you know, from now on when you need a ride, I told them last week, there was a yeshiva chassan, Rabbi Bamberger married off his son, everybody needed a ride. So I told the Talmidim, people coming over me, Rebbe, you know a ride, Rebbe, you know a ride. I said, Rabbi, I want a new thing in yeshiva. Nobody look for rides. Each guy should look for a ride for the other guy. And I guarantee you'll all get to the chasana. From now on, you ride, look for a ride for your chava. And I said, I give you a personal guarantee, everybody will make it to the chasana. So Baruch Hashem, I think the Bochum will makabal to do that. And that's the way, that's what you do by your lowest generation. And that's what Rachel is. And that's why Chazal say Rachel was the ultimate sneers. Because sneers means to recognize somebody else. So Rachel only recognized somebody else. Because if Rachel would have been looking at herself at all, there wouldn't have been any Rachel. There wouldn't have been Shaykh to give away her chasm. But Rachel wasn't looking at herself at all. Only the other one. That's called sneers. That's tzniyus shehoisa baba Rachel. That's the highest level of tznius. The highest level of tznius is only seeing the people around you. That's the spitz tznius. And the spitz pritzus is just yourself. The Spritz Priestess is yourself. And that's what's going on. I told the boys, that's why when it came to get a melech on Klal Yisrael, so they had to look for, so what's a melech? The Rambam says, melech is lev ha'om. A king is somebody who doesn't have a private heart. His heart is for the tzibur. So they had to find an enikel of Rachel. They had to find somebody who was a tzenua. Because that's what a melech is. The Rambam uses that lotion. Lev ha'melech lev ha'om. That means he's like a corporation. The king's heart is a corporate heart. It doesn't work like an individual. Today we use it to, you know, describe ruthless people. They think corporate, right? That thing's corporate. You know, they'll fire anybody. They'll this, you know, corporate, you know, brutality. But I'm saying fakelt. There's a concept of lev ha'om where a person is, his heart is for the people. And that was Rachel Imenu. And that's why Chazal say that was Shoals. Shol Yarsh in that meeting. When Yonason went ahead and he gave over the Malchus to David HaMelech, Chazal were only able to equate that to Rachel Imenu. Me'avas Noshim. Why? Because that Nida to be able to give over the Malchus to somebody else is only possible if you're not looking at yourself at all. If you're looking at yourself, you can't give away the Malchus. Even Shol was baffled at his son Yonason. L'boishtecho, l'boishtes imecho. How are you doing this? But that was what Yonason did. So I believe that's the lesson. And that's why Yaakov Avinu had no time on Rachel. Because Yaakov Avinu knew where Rachel was coming from. He knew that when Rachel gave Leah the Simonim, she wasn't thinking about herself. She didn't think about the whole matzav. She looked at it like, it's not mine. It's not my chosn. I give away my chosn. She didn't think like an individual. He had no time on her. She's a tzaddikus, whatever. He didn't have a time on Rachel. On Lavan he had a taina, on Rachel he had no taina. And that's why when Rachel Taka for a moment thinks about herself, he gets very upset, Yaakov. When Rachel comes to Yaakov, she says, Havel li banim. V'mayin meisonoichi, ovesan vayichraf Yaakov. It's funny, the fact that she gave the simonim to Leah, Yaakov doesn't get upset. The fact that she comes to him for a basic request, Havel li banim. The Torah says, because Yaakov knew his wife Rachel, her milest sneers. So when she said, Hovel li banim, v'mayin meso noichi, that, to Yaakov, that didn't fit her character. And that he had a taina.
Yeah, but it's not fair. But Leah had the 6 kids. Okay.
So what? But Rachel didn't just say, Rachel didn't just say, Hovel li banim. She said, Hovel li banim, v'mayin meso noichi. So that was a focus on her own need. And so that Yaakov had a taina. But again, it was only because who it was. Al Kuponim, going to the beginning of the parasha, I think this is miyash of everything. Because why does a tzaddik's leaving a city make a roshim? Because a tzaddik is the mefarnas here. The tzaddik is the one who has concern for the city. If a tzaddik is selfish, it doesn't make a roshim on the city. The roshim on the city that a tzaddik makes is when a tzaddik is selfless. The tzaddik is there for the city. And that's why he makes the roshim. The difference when a tzaddik leaves the city and somebody else is that a tzaddik is somebody who's there for the city. And therefore, when he leaves, it makes a negative impact. A person who's selfish leaves the city, it doesn't make an impact. He leaves. His presence left. We could say very simple. Chazal tell us that when Yaakov Avinu ran to Haran, he went, Lohoser Charoinaf. When Yaakov went, he went because he wanted to make the golos for Klal Yisrael less. So Yaakov Avinu himself went into Golos so that our Golos should be less. And that's why it says, Vayele Charono, Chazal say, Al Tikri Charono El Charoin. Yaakov Avinu, in a sense, went into Golos to weaken the Golos that we, his descendants, should have to endure. That means that even when Yaakov's brother was going to run after to kill him, and now Yaakov Avinu had a reason to run for his own life, even then, he wasn't running for himself. Vayele Charono. He went for Klal Yisrael. Say, Chazal, this tzaddik, azat tzaddik, oisir reshim. You'd see a tzaddik menir reshim reshim. A tzaddik who never thinks about himself, even when he's running for his own life. I gave my son a compliment this week. My son, Svi, he's in Eretz Yisrael now. His job, you'll have nachas from Yenikol. His job, I gave him, he has to learn Zoyim with my bar mitzvah bracha was going to come up Yankif, I give my different kids jobs. I don't teach the whole shas myself. His job is to teach him Zloyim. So he calls every day from Eretz Yisrael. 7:10 in the morning, he calls the house. He learns with Yaakov. So 2 days ago, not today, 2 days ago, he called, learned with Yaakov, like every day. Later on in the day, he's talking to my wife. He says, you know where I was learning with him from? The shelter. He had to run to the shelter, but he took the Zoyim with him to learn with my son. So I told him then, that fits this week's parasha. Vayela Chorona. That even when Yaakov is running for his life, he's not running for himself. He's running for Klal Yisrael. If you run for Klal Yisrael, you'd see a tzaddik min a year oish oish. When a tzaddik, that kind of a tzaddik, and that's why it brings it down here. Now that doesn't mean that there were never others that did it. But here it's brought out. Here it's the first time that we could bring it out. Avad Avram also always thought about the klal, and Yitzchak also always thought about the klal. But here it's something we could touch. Here Yaakov was running away from his brother, and yet the Yitzchak was for Klal Yisrael.